Hello there, my name is Danny. I'm coming to you from Toronto, Canada, and you're listening to episode number 76 of Stuttering is Cool. Coming to you from stutteringiscool.com and now available on Facebook, on the Facebook fan page for Stuttering is Cool. Do a search, look for Stuttering is Cool, and be sure to choose the fan page, not the group. And you'll be able to listen to episodes straight on Facebook. Now, in this episode, I will be playing you a clip from a 5-minute speech, a silly speech that I gave at my recent Toastmasters meeting. But first, I would like to share with you an email that I received from a fellow stutterer who wished to remain anonymous. However, his email was very inspiring, so I'm going to read some excerpts. He writes, "I am in my 50s and have had a technical career developing electronics and related software. In this work, where I have mostly worked in a lab as opposed to sales, as a result, for the most part, I worked alone and did not have much reason to talk to anyone. To challenge myself, when I was in my 20s, I put myself out in public, working weekends as a disc jockey, playing music for dances, weddings, and company parties. The extra income was also an incentive. Note that this was in the 1970s, long before hip-hop disc jockeys did their thing in nightclubs and should not be confused with that kind of performance work. Later in life, for one reason or another, I found myself needing to avail myself of the services of substance abuse recovery group. I continue to go to meetings and choose meetings where there is a round-robin style of sharing where everyone can, if they choose to do so, share one's experiences, troubles, or solutions. I see these meetings as an opportunity to speak in public, challenging myself much the same way as I did with the work as a disc jockey. I think I took my inspiration from a film made in 1950s shown on TV when I was in my early teens. In the film, a teacher or coach works with a student who's stutters. When they find that the student could read aloud without stuttering, the suggestion is made to imagine one reading when speaking in public. In the film, the student goes on to give the graduation address at a school. As this synopsis is from memory, it may be inaccurate and is most likely incomplete in terms of plot and the rest of the film. I took a quick look around but could not find a reference to the film, so I cannot tell you its title or which actors played the part of the teacher, coach, and student. The lesson I took from the film was to try to plow through life ignoring my stutter. It was not and is not always easygoing. I am currently unemployed and now have to go through the job search interview thing. The latter introduces the specter of meeting and talking with a potential employer, and the inevitable stutter which might creep into the job interview. At agencies and advisory clinics, I practice job interviews whenever I get the chance. Thank you for sharing your story, Anonymous. That's pretty much what Stuttering is Cool is all about. Is everybody sharing their stuttering stories. And for you to share your story, dear listener, just email me, or better yet, record an audio file. MP3 is fine. And email it to coolstutter@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can also phone and leave a voicemail at +1 206 339 0389, and then I'll play it on my next episode. Of course, you can always write an email and send it to coolstutter@gmail.com. And now for my silly speech that I gave at Toastmasters.
I hope nobody minds. I'm going to record this, but I'm going to turn it off as soon as I'm done. So.
just...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm actually nervous. This is weird for me. Yeah. Okay, good evening, fellow Toastmasters, newcomers, and friends. In my speech tonight, I will present to you my findings and resolve a seriously sensitive, controversial topic of political and social importance, a topic which for decades, has stymied conversations throughout our city, across the country, spanning continents around the world, and should we ever discover life on other planets there too? Ladies and gentlemen, I am referring to the long unanswered question, who would win in a fight, Superman or Batman? I just got to do it. I have consulted world-renowned experts in Superman-Batman relations, Shane and Steve, about this topic. Superman came into existence in 1932 and reached public attention in 1938. Aside from his blue and red spandex suit, Superman's most distinctive characteristics include having superhuman strength, superpowers, moving faster than a locomotive, having the ability to leap tall buildings, and the capability to fly around the world really, really fast to turn back time. Of course, most of this is attributed to the fact that Superman was born on another planet. Further, Superman has 6 major motion pictures, a radio show, a bunch of television series spin-offs, a Broadway play, 2 handfuls of animated cartoon series, including being the leader of the Super Friends, and of course, a heck of a lot of comic books. In spite of all these impressive qualities and achievements, Superman has strong ethics and only uses his powers to benefit humanity. He is commonly referred to as the Man of Steel and the Man of Tomorrow. Surely no one can defeat Superman in a fight. Not quite. You see, Superman's only weakness is a substance known as kryptonite. I will now introduce Batman. Batman reached public attention during the first half of 1939, also known as the Caped Crusader and the Dark Knight. Batman is known to fight crime in a bat costume. Being not of alien origin, Batman trains himself both physically and intellectually. In fact, his superior intellect is Batman's greatest power. Like Superman, Batman influenced popular culture with a campy television series, obsessed with extreme camera angles, animated after-school series, a number of bad movies throughout the 90s, but a great comeback in the 2000s. Both Superman and Batman have secret identities. Superman's secret identity is mild-mannered Clark Kent, newspaper reporter. He has a hot-headed girlfriend named Lois Lane, also a reporter. Rumor has it that Superman makes a whipped boyfriend. Batman's secret identity is billionaire Bruce Wayne, who lives with his sidekick, Robin, also known as the Boy Wonder. For those of you with dirty minds, I'll have you know that Batman has been reported to having an off-and-on stormy relationship with Catwoman. So if the two were to fight, who would win, Superman or Batman? Right away, the common deduction is Superman. After all, it is he who possesses superhuman strength, can run really fast, and on top of that, fly. Batman doesn't fly, though his costume is equipped with wings. However, consider that Batman is a self-made man. He tends to use intelligence, strategy, and knowledge of his enemies to win his battles. In fact, Batman was able to figure out who Superman was without really trying. While Superman does have the advantage in regards of brute strength along with laser vision, Batman owns a kryptonite ring, which Superman himself gave. Does this mean that Superman is all brawn and no brain? Of course not. Both know that if Superman were to come under the influence of a villain, or Lois drives him to snap one day, Batman will be able to stop him. Basically, Superman can win man-to-man combat. but in the end, Batman has a slight advantage by playing it smart. Thank you.
And that
was my speech. Many thanks again to my friends Shane and Steve for being my reference checks. So until the next episode of Stuttering is Cool, thank you for listening, and I'll see you later. Ciao.
Hey, Danny. I just wanted to tell you about a story we read in English about this guy who stuttered. And I finally told my English teacher that I stuttered, and, you know, she asked me some questions, and I think it's kind of cool that I'm starting to, like, tell more people, especially my elders, who don't know that I stutter. And hopefully I can be more open about it and, you know, be more like you, who, like, it's a part of you and you're really proud of it. And I just wanted to tell you that I told a teacher, one down, six more to go. Anyway, bye.
Thank you for your submitted audio. If you wanted to be included in the draw for the Year of the Tiger postcard contest, where I draw a picture of my tiger character, for more information, tiger.com. And you know, the first person to send me some audio feedback with their postal address. I won't play the postal address part. That's just so I know where to send it to mail it. Yes, this is the old-fashioned mail. So the contest is still on. Next person to call in. feel free to call in again. This time, don't forget to send your postal address if you want to. Yes, so now let's hear from Pam.
Hey there, this is Pam, writer of the blog Make Room for the Stuttering. And I haven't checked in on Stuttering is Cool for a while, so I just wanted to share a quick few thoughts, and maybe get people thinking about this as well. I wrote on my blog last week about something that I guess has been bothering me, but I really haven't talked much about it. Kind of like one of those things that I hope that if I didn't say out loud, it would go away. But those things usually don't work like that. I've been feeling rather self-conscious lately when I stutter in front of people that I think are non-stuttering friendly. And it's funny because I can stutter comfortably or confidently when I'm talking about stuttering or trying to teach people about the stuttering experience. But when I'm not talking about stuttering or doing a presentation to a more neutral audience and I stutter, I feel really self-conscious about that lately. And trying to figure out what's going on with that. I'm sure it's normal. I'm sure that everybody whatever normal is, I'm sure that everybody who stutters feels that way sometimes. But I was trying to get a handle on like maybe where it's coming from with me. I've noticed it more lately. I can tell, obviously, when I feel self-conscious or embarrassed, my face flushes, my chest tightens, my heart pounds, and sometimes I'll do the look away or I'll break eye contact myself. One of the very things that you know, I hate when other people do as a reaction to when I stutter. But I just find it interesting that I'm noticing that more lately. So not only did I blog about it, and I'll make a shameless plug for my blog, for your listeners, Make Room for the Stuttering at www.stutterrockstar.wordpress.com. Not only did I blog about it, but I also shared that recently at my self-help group, which I don't disclose feelings too much with that group, namely because it's mostly men. There's only myself and one other woman that consistently attend this group. So I often feel vulnerable and reluctant to really disclose feelings, but I did this week. I took a chance, and we were talking about attitudes and feelings, and a question what came up about, you know, what is one of our speech challenges, or what is something that we particularly feel vulnerable about. And I talked about how I feel self-conscious more so when I'm talking to audiences, and it has nothing to do with stuttering. And I got some pretty interesting feedback from the group. Some of them thought that I should make an announcement right away that I stutter, and I just don't feel comfortable doing that, because it's not always about me. It's not always about the stuttering. So I guess I even felt self-conscious about bringing up self-consciousness. And it's funny, you know, I think it's something that we, you know, at least me, not we, but I need to, you know, think about and, you know, explore a little bit more about where that's coming from, you know, because I like to say, you know, all the time that I'm really comfortable and I'm okay with my stuttering and I've fully accepted it. But it's times like this where I realize that, no, sometimes that self-consciousness and that embarrassment creeps back in. And it just is a reminder that, hey, I'm human. We all are. And it happens from time to time. And just need to take a look at that and take a step back and just be reminded that may have a little bit more work to do to make sure that I make room for that stuttering. So I just wanted to share that. Always love to check in with Stuttering is Cool. And my friend Danny of tiger.org fame as well. So again, I'm wondering what other people think about it. You know, does self-consciousness creep up on you? At those moments where you don't expect it to, or when you think you're okay and then suddenly you're hit with that, boom, how does that make you feel? Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks.
As a Special Olympics Illinois athlete and global messenger, I share my Special Olympics message to show how everyone should respect those with an intellectual disability. Special Chronicles is a podcast where we talk about respecting those with intellectual disabilities and my Special Olympics message. You can check out my podcast at specialchronicles.tk to listen online or subscribe for free.
And when it's done, you'll see. So come on, come on, and stay.